Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. If you ever had a chance to talk to somebody who does the same thing that you do, but they've been doing it way, way longer than you have, I had that chance this week. I got to talk to another guy who's been in ministry decades more than I have been. And I got to talk through some different things with him about how he spends time with God and what his personal time with God is like and different times that have been good and stuff like that for him. And so I was soaking it up. And something he mentioned specifically stuck out to me is there was a time in his life where there'd be a lot running through his mind. He had a lot of stuff going on with financial stuff in his life, as well as, I'm sure, family and ministry stuff too. And so he would wake up in the middle of the night to have to go to the bathroom, and then he wouldn't be able to fall back to sleep because his mind would be racing with all this stuff going on. And that stuck out to me because here of late, like, I've had a lot going on. There's always a lot going on at home, you know, with family and with ministry, but it seems like lately I've been, you know, if I wake up at some point in the night, then it's hard for me to sleep, go back to sleep, because my mind starts to go on all this stuff going on. And so I perked up, you know, this guy was talking about, what did he do? So what he talked about doing was journaling prayers. So instead of just sitting and praying, he has started writing out his prayers, and he said it really helps him focus and pray longer and just pray with more of, like, headed in a certain direction, like have a better prayer time. He said for him it's not even important to go back and look at the journals. He says he really rarely ever does that, but he just writes it out as a way to help him focus on talking to God and listening to God. So that really struck me, and so I decided to go ahead and start trying to do that. And I have found, even just in an initial attempt, you can pray longer than you're normally used to if you're sitting there writing, just because it does help your brain stick with kind of on topic. So as I've thought a little bit more about it, Psalm 90 came to my mind. That's a prayer. It's a psalm. It could be used as a song, but it declares itself in the title to be a prayer of Moses. And so there's this idea that of writing out a prayer. And when you read that psalm, it's not like a normal way that we pray. It's this cool mixture of, like, it's very crafted, it seems like. Like, the word choice is very good, and yet it has a lot of raw emotion to it. Like, it's somebody that's lived a pretty hard life and seen some hard things. When you think of the life of Moses, you can start to fill in, like, a lot of rough stuff that he saw and went through. But it shows this depth of heart and thought. And you think, like, this isn't just, like, off the cusp. Like, someone, you know, put some time into this to write it down, to be able to pray this way. And it's not that that's the only way to pray. It's not even the typical way to pray with writing. And as we continue to talk about prayer this month, I want you praying a lot more than just when you're writing in a journal, obviously. But the challenge this week is, why not at least a couple times this week, when you sit down to pray or spend some time with Jesus, get out a piece of paper or a notebook or something and write your prayer. And it'll probably take you longer. I mean, you can't write as fast as you can speak, but write it out and try to spend a longer time praying than you normally do. So if you normally pray for 5 minutes, try to pray for 10 minutes. If you normally pray for 30 minutes, try to pray for 40 minutes or something. You know, I'm not putting exact limits on you guys, but see if journaling helps you just focus better and have a maybe potentially a different prayer time than normal. And then also see if, like, the guy I was talking to that's been in ministry a long time, does it calm you and, like, give you better peace because it's enabled you to spend more time with Jesus? It's enabled you to really let go of some stuff and hand it off to Jesus. So the interesting thing about talking to people about how they react to Jesus is we're all different. Different things will work for different ones of us. Jesus wants a different relationship with each one of us. But it's fun to try stuff that was worked for other people, because sometimes it does work for us too. So this week, experiment with it at least a couple times. Write out the things that you're praying, and have a conversation with Jesus, but have it on paper. Obviously, just write your side. Feel free to pause and listen to him. You don't have to necessarily write down two sides of a conversation, but just write down your side and see if that helps your prayer out. So that's the challenge for this week. It's a short podcast, but I think if you'll do it, I think some of you will have a great experience with it. So have a great week.